The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Paperback Writer.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. This is Steph. Join us as we premiere episode 3 of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Explore the Hush world and hear past episodes by Googling Hashtag Hush Podcast. In the meantime, enjoy episode 3 of Hush, Stranger Danger.
Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery is the official snack sponsor of the Hashtag Hush Podcast. Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery, where there is no taste like homemade. Find Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery on Facebook or visit them at 117 Churchill Street West in Stillwater, Minnesota.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is supported by Paws and Claws Pet Resort in Hudson, Wisconsin, offering day camp, grooming, and doggy cam to watch your kid at play. Find Paws and Claws Pet Resort at pawsandclaws.com.
Welcome to the Commander Cafe.
Order up, load up a special.
Andy, just calm down and eat your grilled cheese.
All I'm trying to say is something was weird with that girl.
Let's get some food in
here. She shouldn't have been in the attic.
And you should really go home and shower.
She broke into my house.
So did we.
It's my house.
It's not like she took anything. You're the one who took the hard hat.
Why are you defending her?
I'm not defending...
Zach, you like her, don't you?
No, of course not. We shouldn't have been in the attic either.
The police don't even know we were there.
Good afternoon, Officer Stu. Sinkers and Suds coming right up.
Not today, Marge. I'm looking for Andy. Hey there, you two.
Oh, hey there, Officer Stu.
I've been looking for you. Whoa, how'd you get so dirty? You're all covered in ash. Sparkly weird.
Oh, well, that's because,
Hey there, Officer Stu. Sure you don't want some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. Andy, sorry I have to take you away from your friend, but I'm gonna have to ask you to come down to the station. I need your statement.
Andy, look, there's the girl from the attic.
What's that? Who? What girl?
Just someone we saw in town. I think she's new is all.
Yep, never seen her. Maybe I'll introduce myself later. I like to be acquainted with everyone in town, you know. Anyhow, Andy, about that statement.
Order up!
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the resumption of Hush. Our tale so far follows a quiet but headstrong girl named Andromeda as she attempts to investigate the disappearance of her grandmother, Violet. When we last left Andromeda, she had returned from a dangerous world riddled with war, accidentally leaving a little boy named Finn and her father's camera behind. Looking for clues to Violet's disappearance, Andromeda and her friends break in to her grandmother's home. In the attic, Ben sees the broken window and deduces Violet has been kidnapped. A theory that unravels when Zach admits he was the one who broke it. Andromeda recovers the hard hat she was searching for in her secret quest to save Finn. But just then, a mysterious girl enters the attic and quickly exits. Andromeda finds herself suspicious and at conflict with her friends, who seem to believe that this girl is just like them. Normal. Meanwhile, the voice of that strange being, Silence, continues to insert himself into Andromeda's thoughts. Are you all caught up? Good, because it is time to return to Andromeda and Zach in the Commander Cafe of Edelin. I believe Officer Stu has something to say.
You need my statement? For what?
Your grandma's disappearance. I discovered a broken window in the attic, and so Chief Boo officially ruled it a missing persons investigation.
Right.
A window?
Chief Boo and I searched the house yesterday, and evidence in the attic suggests your grandmother may have been abducted.
The attic? Evidence?
Yes. Broken window, tipped over boxes, fallen lamps, there must have been quite a struggle. I shouldn't have told you that.
It's okay, Officer Stu, but I really need to know.
That's why I need your statement. I need to know what you know.
I don't know anything.
Right. Thanks. We should go to the station now.
Shoot! Happy Hounds just started. Maybe later, Andy? I'll let you know.
But...
I knew you'd understand. Bye now.
That was a relief.
What a professional.
Hush!
Yeah, you're right. Shh. The girl from the attic is talking.
Why do you keep talking about her if you don't like her?
I mean, I guess she's kind of pretty, but I don't like her.
He really likes her.
I'll have a coffee. Black.
You betcha.
Thanks.
Look at her. She's acting like she didn't do anything wrong. Like she didn't break into my house. She knows something. I know it. I have to talk to her.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But what if she knows something about Finn? I mean, my grandma.
There's nothing you can do for that boy.
Who's Finn?
Never mind. The point is she knows something about my grandma.
I don't think she knows about your grandma.
I don't agree. She was in my attic, and I want to know why.
And why do you need a North Portal cave helmet? How does that help you find your camera?
And Finn.
Stop obsessing about the boy.
What did you say?
She's leaving!
I think you're a little paranoid.
I'm going to talk to her.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Andy, you're covered in sparkly dirt.
I don't care. She knows something.
Look, Andy, you're acting on your emotions right now. How about I go out and talk to her?
I don't trust her.
You don't like her.
Okay, that's fine. But you don't want to give all these people something to talk about. I'll go.
What a gentleman.
Zach, wait.
Looks like he had somewhere to be.
Hey, you. I mean, miss.
What do you want?
I just wanted to talk.
About what?
Well, first I... What's your name?
Why?
Okay, well... My friends and I are all kinda... suspicious.
Congratulations, you've successfully wasted my time.
Wait! We just wanted to know why you were in Andy's house last night.
Andy's house? I could ask you the same. You were hiding.
No, it wasn't like that. Andy lives there.
It looked pretty empty to me.
She has a key.
Sure.
She's not currently living there because of her grandma and that whole situation. She's actually staying with a friend. Well, not really a
friend.
Wait.
Her grandma?
Wow. You are new here. Really new. Her grandma's missing.
That still doesn't explain why you're up in the attic.
It was Ben's idea. Actually, Andy wanted some hard hat North Portal cave thing.
Why?
I don't know. Help her find her camera?
What about her camera?
Nothing. It was her dad's. I guess she was feeling sentimental.
Her camera's missing?
Yeah, why?
It doesn't matter. I should go.
No, wait!
Let go of my arm. Don't touch me.
Sorry. Please, it's important. Are you okay? I want to know. Did you run away from home?
What? Sure.
Are you lying?
What do you think?
Why?
That is none of your business.
Well, yeah, it kind of is. You broke into my friend's house.
Fine. I'm homeless. Happy? I don't have a house right now, and I just needed a place to crash for the night. I thought it was empty.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Look, are you hungry? I can buy you something to eat.
That's actually sweet.
What's your name? Please?
Vega.
Cool. I'm Zach. I can introduce you to my friends.
No, this was a mistake.
Wait, don't leave. I need you to explain to Andy why you were up there. Tell her that you're homeless?
Oh, look at that. Looks like it's time for me to head out.
Maybe come back later? Okay. Bye.
Rachel, have you bussed that table yet?
Rachel, I really think we could do it.
Ben, there is no way Zach would ever let us cover him in Vaseline.
It's not a question of if he would let us or not. It's a question of whether or not we're skilled enough to let us catch him off guard.
You're such an idiot. No! I will not help you gather a buttload of Vaseline.
Aw, come on, Rachel.
No!
Rachel! Table 8 is waiting on you, honey.
Okay, then. There's investigating to be done. More clues to look for.
No!
It won't be any fun without the Watson to my Sherlock.
Too bad. I have a job, you know.
Rachel! Table 3 is waiting on their coffee.
I'm sorry. I'll be right there.
I love that you're a waitress here. Now I can hang out here while you work.
I'm gonna quit.
Table for 2?
Rachel!
I'm going to work now. Don't annoy me. Go talk to Andy.
Andy's here? Andy! What up?
What do you think happened to my grandma?
Violet? I guess I can't really say. It'd be nice to believe that she's living it out wherever she is.
Yeah, that's nice. Officer Stu
hey,
thinks
Frank,
my grandma might have been
order.
Kidnapped.
Two cows and make
he was
going
to take my statement, but some
dog radio show came on.
Oh yeah, he's been training his pug. Hey, did they say if they're reopening that cave's case?
No. Why are the caves such a big deal?
Besides the magical mist.
Good point.
I haven't said anything, but thanks.
No, the caves.
Order up!
Oh, yeah, the caves. They used to be this big thing in Edelin. It was great for the town. People would come to tour them, and it was great for business. But then, people started to go missing, and rumors got started that they vanished in those caves. At first, this just brought more people, because hey, who doesn't love a good mystery? But then, a tour group went in, and they didn't come back out.
An entire group? And they thought it was a kidnapping?
Obviously it wasn't.
The police didn't know what else to think. They searched the caves, and there was no trace of anyone. Then, during one of those searches, an officer went missing. It was decided that whatever was going on there was better left alone, and the caves were closed down.
And that's when the fun ended.
That's it. No one's gone missing since then?
Not until 2 days ago.
You were nearly one of them.
So if you think your grandma's disappearance has anything to do with those caves, you're opening up something that's been left unsolved for years.
Adam and Eve on a raft.
Those caves.
And a first lady.
They're in the woods, right?
Yeah.
What if... I mean, when my grandma went missing, I was in the woods. If she went looking for me and ended up in the caves, that could be how she went missing.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm back. Ben, my man!
Yo, Zach!
What did that girl say?
She didn't mean any harm.
You're serious?
She broke into my house? How could she not mean any harm? Where did she go?
She left.
You let her?
Hey, I'm not exactly a track star, you know. She was really fast.
What did she say?
Her name is Vega. She just wanted to stay in your grandma's house because she thought there wasn't anyone home. I think she's a runaway.
Are you kidding me?
Sounds like a lie to me.
Is that what she told you?
Yep.
And you believed her? Zach, what reason would she have to tell you the truth?
What reason would she have to
Probably lie? Because she has something to do with my grandma's disappearance!
Whoa, what makes you say that?
Think about it, Sherlock. My grandma goes missing in a town that has a history of missing people. And barely a day later, that girl shows up in my house. I bet she's the one who kidnapped all those people.
Nah, she's way too young. I bet she's like our age or close to it. She would have been a kid when the disappearances started.
He has a point.
Then she's working with the original kidnappers. I don't know, but she's involved somehow. I know it.
Interesting theory.
And what if it's just a coincidence? What if you're getting upset over nothing?
What if I'm right?
We can find her when Rachel gets off work and ask her follow-up questions, interrogation style.
She could be long gone by then.
No, I'm going after her now. Zach, which way did she go?
I really don't think this is a good idea.
Which way?
Same direction as the caves.
Of course she did.
Order up!
It didn't take long for you to return to the cave.
Where is she?
Hello to you too.
You!
Me!
Two visitors in one day. Aren't I popular?
Vega, right? That's your name. Hey, get your flashlight out of my eyes!
You're all covered in ash. Interesting.
You broke into my house. Interesting.
Stop
circling me!
What is this? Is that a star on your neck?
Don't touch me! Back off! Why do you care about some birthmark?
It's abnormal.
Yeah, it is. Like you! Yeah, that's right. Do you really expect me to believe you're homeless?
Do I look rich?
You certainly don't look like you've been living off scraps on the table.
Ooh, burn. Do you practice those insults? Look, you're trying to find your camera, right?
Did Zach tell you that?
No, I read your mind.
Did he tell you it was my dad's, too?
So... that's really why you want it? I thought that was a lie.
Why would Zach lie to you? He's like a little puppy.
So, that's it. You lost your camera in the woods?
Yes, exactly.
And that's how you got so dirty? In the woods?
Yes. Not that it's your business, but I was taking pictures.
With a camera that you lost. Tell that to the soot covering your face.
What do you know about Finn?
What? Finn?
Yes! A little boy stuck in a war zone! Don't play dumb with me! I know you know something! Tell me!
You have 5 seconds to get out of my face. 5, 4, 3...
Right! Get it. I'm leaving.
There are a lot of terrible worlds. And with that star on your neck, I would stop worrying about Finn and focus on yourself. You've got bigger problems.
Indeed.
Bed. Turn the lights off already. Jeez, it's late.
Sorry, Can't we leave the lights on?
No.
Rachel, I need the lights on.
This is why I didn't want a roommate.
Rachel!
Shh. Go to sleep.
Good night, Andromeda.
Finally, you picked up.
Well, I'm sorry, Vega.
Shut up! No names!
Whoa there, alright? I've been without reception for a while.
Why? I thought you were keeping an eye on the lady.
She's fine. She's not going anywhere. Have you found the camera?
Not yet.
What do you mean? You checked the attic, right? That's where she said it'd be.
Of course I checked the attic.
Then why don't you have the camera?
The girl who lives there lost it. And this girl? She has a star on her neck. I don't think she even knows what it means.
That's ridiculous. Everyone knows what that means.
Not in Edelin. They don't know anything about any of this.
Wonder how they managed that.
Don't destroy the world yet. I think that's where the camera is.
What? How do you know?
She was covered in ash. You know how distinctive it looks. She was talking about a war zone.
Lady's calling again. I've gotta go. Oh, and Vega, I found another box.
Already?
Yeah. Thanks to me, we're officially ahead of schedule. I've gotta go.
Marcel!
What did we say about names?
Don't destroy the world. Not yet.
In case you have missed it, dear listener, we have just concluded this month's portion of our story. Andromeda is doing her best to recover from traveling to a different world while simultaneously attempting to investigate the appearance of a strange new girl called Vega. Andromeda finds herself at odds with her friends, who seem to believe that this mysterious girl is nothing more than a regular, innocent human. Or, well, mostly innocent. It seems that she is also interested in Andromeda's camera. Makes you wonder why, doesn't it? Andromeda and her friends confronted Vega, but she only gave them more questions. Perhaps next month we will learn some of the answers.
#HushPodcast is an original student production of The Shire and was created by an eclectic and diverse group of 6th through 12th grade teenagers from the St. Croix River Valley. The #HushPodcast team writes, produces, and performs in the podcast series led by student director Lee Menzel and head writers Emma Atkins and Ree Nakala. Our composer is Kelvin Schantz. Writers include Celia Olson, Soli Brosi, Ellie Edwards, Eric Longnecker, Zach Feinberg, Lily Kronschnabel, Ali Eisenmenger, Seneca Kier, Lydia Klar, Karis Lim, Flora Nelson, Adam Kanaz, and Alex Sarir. The voice of Andy is Emma Atkins. The voice of Zach is Andrew Barton. Silence is voiced by Zach Feinberg, and Ben is Adam Kanaz. The voice of Rachel is Ellie Edwards. Vega is played by Soli Brosi, and Marcel by Eric Longnecker. Other voices include the waitress, Lydia Klar, the man, Eric Longnecker, and the lady, Lily Kronschnabel, and the cook, Alan Freckman. Our narrator is voiced by Lee Menzel. Alex Sarrier voices Officer Stew. Beef, his pet pug, is voiced by Lily Kronschnabel. Trainer Terry is Paws and Claws' very own Terry Nedstrud, and our radio announcer is Jesse Hartman. Lydia Klar and Lily Kronschnabel are our Foley artists. Emily Nordstrom helped in post-production. Director Calissa Hall, recording producer Alan Freckman, sound engineer Rick Vogelpohl, and producer Jenna Yaron helped to make this hush happen. Special thanks to acting coach Cassidy Hall and to the Zephyr Theater for their support. Thanks to Rick Vogelpohl for hosting our recording session, and a shout out to Hannah's Homemade Heavens Bakery, found on the corner of Chestnut and 4th Street in Stillwater. A huge thanks to our sponsor, Paws and Claws Pet Resort in Hudson, Wisconsin. Find them online at pawsclawsspa.com. Find us online and the whole Hush experience by Googling hashtag Hush Podcast. For more information about Hush, contact our executive producer, Stephanie Atkins, at steph@theshireonline.com.
You're listening to WXYZ Radio, 1220 AM. Next up, Happy Hounds with Trainer Terry. Obedience tips for the self-actualized dog.
Thank goodness we didn't miss Trainer Terry. That was close. I'm glad Andy didn't mind holding off on her statement.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Trainer Terry here with Happy Hounds. Today's learning moment, meet the stranger. Etiquette for dogs. You can't walk outside with your dog meeting someone they don't know. Proper manners are a must. Here's what you should do to make sure your pup is well behaved when they meet a new person. First, ask your pup to sit as soon as they see the person. Reward them when they do. Let them know what a good dog they are. Make sure you follow through with your sit command. They must remain in the sit position with their butt on the ground until you give them the okay to meet the new person. Be sure to let people know that your pup is in training and not to pet your pup until you give permission. Don't forget, be consistent. Do this every time, and soon your pup will sit automatically to meet new people. This is Trainer Terry, your source of obedience tips for the self-actualized dog. Next time on Happy Hounds, who rules the house, you or your pet?
Welcome to the Student Situation Room, a special edition of Hashtag Hush Podcast, as aired originally on the radio program Voices in the Valley, broadcast here at KLBB 1220 AM every Saturday morning at 10. Inside the Situation Room, students from all over ask questions about school, academics, extracurriculars, and college entrance exams. The Student Situation Room is supported by Huntington Learning Center, and Director Michael Smith joins us each month to field student questions about academics, homework, stress, and testing. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, nice to be back.
It's great to have you back, Michael. You ready for the next question?
I am ready.
Well, this is a good one. Today, John, a sophomore, asks,
I started the year really well, but now I've got a ton of assignments that I'm behind on and my grades are slipping. What should I do?
Wow. Yeah, that is a good question. And it's something that we do hear quite regularly from parents and from students. The first few weeks of term, we always describe it as the new backpack syndrome. Kids are really excited to get back to school and you know, they're organized, they're on top of things, they don't have assignments that are missing, and that's a great feeling for them. And as that first sort of 6 weeks goes on, they tend to stay up on top of things, and then it starts to get tough. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Two-part answer, really. One for students and one for parents. So the first thing for the students to really think about is that the first 6 weeks are really just review of stuff that you've done in the previous year. So, yeah, it's going to feel a little easier because you've covered quite a lot of this. So after 4 or 5 weeks, they start introducing new things and more assignments, and that's when it starts to get tough. That's when we start seeing that students are starting to miss assignments. Second aspect of this is that quite simply, as soon as you get behind on assignments, it starts to feel overwhelming. So what I'd like to cover is how you stop yourself getting so far behind and how you start getting yourself back to it, and also some advice for some parents. So when you start getting into a situation where you're behind on assignments, don't bury your head in the sand. You've got to get yourself organized and you've got to start plugging away at those. It's very easy to go from one missing assignment to 20. So what we recommend is finding some time each day where you can set specific goals. So say to yourself, I'm going to do 2 of these assignments tonight, and set yourself an hour to do it, and you'll feel much better. You know, if you've got 20 missing assignments, it feels like it's only 2.
Oh boy.
But it's 10% of them. You know, you do that for a couple of weeks and you're back on track. You've got to keep on top of the other things too, of course, but it's worth getting yourself to a position where you feel like you have a clean plate. The other aspect of this is why we procrastinate. So a lot of the time, parents think that students are just being lazy, but that isn't really the case. Typically, what we see is that students put off pieces of work because they're just not comfortable with them. We don't tend to shy away from things we find easy. So if you have a student who is missing assignments and staying away from doing that work, it's probably because there's a learning gap. They're probably finding it tough. And at this stage, it's time to start giving some help. So students, go talk to your teachers. Parents, start talking to your kids about this and really probe into it. Students asking for help is a tough thing, and you've got to try and pry that information out. The other thing for parents is be encouraging. You've got to recognize that they're finding this difficult. And so when they do two assignments that are missing, you know, don't remind them that they still have 18. Just acknowledge the fact that they've done a really good job doing those two.
Convicted. Thank you, Michael. That's very good advice and very useful tips. Whether you are a student, a parent, or a concerned friend, contact steph@theshireonline.com to have your questions answered on the Student Situation Room. Many thanks to Huntington Learning Center for supporting the Student Situation Room. Further tips and resources are available at huntingtonhelps.com/resources/blog.
#HushPodcast is an original production of The Shire. Connect into creative writing classes, writing clubs, and other opportunities at theshireonline.com. To sign up for Hush updates, become a Hush ambassador for your school, or to find out more information, email steph@theshireonline.com.
Paperback Writer! We are back here at Voices in the Valley after playing Stranger Danger, episode 3 of an ongoing series called #HushPodcast. Strange things are happening in Edelin, and you'll have to listen in the first Saturday of December at 10 a.m. here on KLBB to find out if Andy gets any closer to finding her grandma or saving Finn. Our ability to air #HushPodcast is thanks to supporters like Hannah's Homemade Heavens Bakery, Paws and Claws Pet Resort, Huntington Learning Center, and Teens, Inc. Today, Peter joins me from Teens, Inc. Driving School for a new segment called That Drives Me Mad, where Peter will respond to student questions related to their pet peeves about driving. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
You're ready for this?
It's great to be here, yes.
Well, it's good to have you. All right, here we go.
Drives me mad.
I hate it when...
I know.
It's like, yeah.
Drives me mad.
Welcome to That Drives Me Mad, where Peter of Teens, Inc. Driving School addresses those pet peeves that irritate you when you're on the road. Our first question, Peter, is from Mason at Stillwater Area High School.
My parents text while they drive and it makes me nervous. Is that even legal?
Ooh, good question, and I feel slightly convicted. Peter, what do you think?
It is a great question, and it is a major problem that we have on the roads today. Most adults, when they got their driver's license, there was no such thing as texting. So no one ever had to tell us about that we shouldn't do it. But now with the onset of cell phones and texting and internet and Facebook and all this stuff, and everyone feels like they need to be connected to the internet all the time, they do it while they're driving. Over 65% of all the accidents involve texting while driving. So it is a huge problem. It is as little as just reading a text in your car while you're sitting at a stoplight. That is considered texting while you're driving.
That's scary.
Now, which ones of us haven't been guilty of that? Me personally, as a driving instructor, I am not guilty of that. But think of yourself as a parent.
Cricket.
You've probably all done it. Teenagers aren't allowed to text or talk on their phones. Us as adults, we are allowed to talk on our phones, but we're not allowed to text. So again, that's as little as just reading a text on your phone while you're driving or sitting in traffic. You know, the most interesting stat is that people think they are good drivers. 75% of adult drivers think they are good enough drivers to drive and text at the same time. But we've seen with all these accidents that are being caused by texting, they're not. So teenagers, if you are listening, your job is to watch your parents. And if you catch them texting or driving at the same time, you got to hold them accountable to that. Because we are holding teenagers to not texting or calling on the phone. We are only allowing parents just to make phone calls. So kids, keep track of your parents on that.
That is a really good recommendation, and I have to say I'm very convicted. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information with us. And thanks, too, to our listening audience for listening to That Drives Me Mad with Peter of Teens, Inc. That Drives Me Mad is found on Voices in the Valley, aired Saturday mornings at 10 on KLBB 1220 AM. Teens, do you have a pet peeve when it comes to driving? Let us know. Email steph@theshireonline.com. This has been a special edition of Voices in the Valley. A new episode of Hashtag Hush podcast airs the first Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. here on KLBB 1220. Special thanks to Hannah's Homemade Heavens Bakery, the official snack sponsor of Hashtag Hush podcast. And a big shout out to Hashtag Hush podcast supporter Paws and Claws Pet Resort. Thanks go out as well to Huntington Learning Center. And finally, we thank Peter of Teens Inc. Driving School for helping make this show possible. To find out how you can become involved with Voices in the Valley or with Hashtag Hush Podcast, email steph@theshireonline.com.